Good morning.
各位早晨。
My Cantonese is very weak.
我啲廣東話講得唔係幾好啊。
I speak a few words in Mandarin, but this is Cantonese service.
我講少少國語啊，不過廣東話就認真麻麻。
I've had a wonderful time serving as one of the pastors in your church for the last 4 months.
喺先依4個月嚟，我好高興能夠喺你哋教會同一啲靈埋牧師一齊嚟到侍奉。
My wife and I attend another sister church in Coquitlam.
我同我太太咧係去高桂林嘅宣道會嗰度聚會嘅。
And she is also a deacon in that church.
佢係嗰度嘅教會嘅執事。
But we are also involved in outreach evangelism for many years of my life, 50 years.
我喺傳福音嘅工作，我已經侍奉咗50多年啦。
50 years ago, I started to go into evangelism and missions.
50年前，我參與一啲宣教嘅工作。
And I'm still alive.
我今日仍然係喺你面前。
We're speaking this morning on God's strategy for reaching the world.
今朝我哋一齊思想嘅就係神傳揚救恩嘅普世策略。
I'm a missionary working with international students.
我係傳道人，我嘅對象咧係一啲嘅海外嘅留學生。
I started in Kamloops 16 years ago.
喺金鹿镇嗰度，大概16年前，我喺金鹿镇嗰度嚟开始我嘅事工。
And yesterday, last night, I was in Kamloops for a wedding.
琴晚我喺金鹿镇嗰度咧参加一个嘅婚礼。
When the international students come to our club program, we ask them to introduce themselves.
嗰啲海外留学生嚟到我哋嘅聚会嘅时候咧，佢哋会我哋会问一啲问题。
One day, two students from China introduced themselves.
有两个嘅中国留学生嚟到我哋中间，佢就介绍佢哋自己啦。
One said, I am so-and-so, and I come from China, and I come to Canada to get rich.
这个中国学生说，我是叫某某人，我是中国哪个地方来，我来加拿大是想赚大钱。
Another student says, I am Sean from China, and I've come here to find God.
另一个留学生就说，我也是中国来的，不过我来加拿大，我是寻求神。
The second student did find God.
第二個留學生終於能夠尋找到神。
Became one of our student leaders.
佢成為我哋嘅學生嘅領袖人之一。
Today he's living in Shanghai.
佢今日喺上海嗰度居住。
Following God and sharing about God.
佢繼續嘅跟隨神嚟到將神嘅福音嚟到傳揚。
I don't know what happened to the one who wanted to get rich.
第一個我唔知道佢賺咗幾多錢啦。
God is here this morning.
今日神喺我哋當中。
And if God is going to introduce himself, he might be saying this.
如果神是在我们当中跟我们介绍他自己的时候，他会怎么说
呢？ I am God, and I have given you my message.
他说我是神，我将我神，我一个信息给了你。
It is found in the Bible.
这个信息是在圣经那里找到的。
It's the good news.
这个是一个大喜的信息。
Everyone needs it and can get it for free.
每一个这个信息是每一个人都需要的，而每一个人都可以免费的得着这个信息。
I have a plan.
我有一个计划。
I have a strategy, God is saying.
我有一个策略。
That everyone can hear this message from every tribe and nation.
就是每一个人，无论你是乜嘢嘅种族，你都可以听到呢个福音。
But to accomplish my plan, my strategy, you must be part of it.
但若果要成全呢个嘅计划，你一定要系参与。每一个人都要参与。
Please make this strategy your priority. This message comes from God.
将呢个策略成为你嘅策略。
What is this strategy?
这个是什么策略呢?
It's found in the book of Acts.
是在《使徒行传》我们看得到。
Today I can say with all my heart that I want to be part of God's plan to reach the world.
今天可以说我希望能够成为神这个救赎、这个救恩策略的其中一份子。
I wanted that to be part of my life 50 years ago when I gave up my plans for God's plan.
50年当我奉献给神的时候，我愿意这个策略成为我的策略。
I left my nice farm in Canada.
我离开了我在加拿大很好的一个农场。
My father had 1,000 pigs.
我爸爸的农场有1,000只猪。
We had a great family.
很好的家庭。
But I knew there was something more in this world.
但我知道神给我是一个更好的计划。
God's kingdom.
就是神的永恒的计划。
This morning we desperately need that strategy.
我们今天需要这个策略。
Because it's God's strategy.
因为这个是神的计划。
And because it works.
因为这个神的计划是可行的。
God gave us that strategy in Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
我们在圣经这个策略在哪里找到呢？在《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
The last words of Jesus.
这个就是耶稣在世上最后的一句说话。
And let's read this verse.
我们一起来读这一节，第一章第八节。 就是但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极作我的见证。
The last words are always the most important words.
最后的遗言是最重要的说话。
The disciples really believed these words.
那些门徒真真正正的相信这句说话。
And a few years later, in the same generation,
在几年之后同一个的一个世代。
Acts 17 verse 6.
在使徒行传第十七节。第十七章。
The Jews who opposed Paul, he opposed his message, they said, these men who have turned the world upside down have come here also.
那些人跟门徒说，他说这些人令到我们颠倒所有 的事情，但是他们是有这个信息。
In a few years' time, they impacted the world.
那这班的信徒就影响到那时世代的世界。
So this morning we will look at Acts chapter 8.
今天我们一起看这个使徒行传第八章。
You can follow on the outline.God's strategy in three different parts is God's messenger, God's methods, and God's message.
神的策略是有三部分，第一个就是神这个的使者的动力，第二个就是效法基督的方法，同埋第三个就是信息的动力。
As we sang that song, break thou the bread of life, may God use these words to break our hearts this morning and to feed us.
首先我们听的歌就是神的话语，真的叫神的话语成为我们的光的亮光。
The first part is God's message.
第一部分就是这个，就是神这个的信息的使者。
We are to be motivated by the messenger.
我们要被这个使者来到推动我们。
Different people have motivated my life to keep my eyes on Jesus.
有好多我一生里面有不同的人给我推动我的生命，叫我能够注目在耶稣的身上。
We're looking at Philip this morning.
我们看一看腓利这个人。
God uses ordinary people who have an extraordinary God.
神是使用一个拥有非超凡神的平凡人。
Philip had no training.
腓利他一点的训练都没有。
He had no books to read.
他又不是看到很多书。
He didn't go to any Bible school.
他又没有去学这个神学院。
He had no experience.
他又没有经验。
But he had the most important qualifications.
但他有一个最重要的一个条件，就是他有的。
Let's look at a few of them.
我们看看这些是什么条件。
Philip was full of the Holy Spirit.
第一，他是被圣灵充满。
Acts chapter 6 verse 3.
在使徒行传第六章第三节那里说。
The disciples were looking for some people to help them with serving tables.
那时那些使徒呢就想找一些人来帮助他，来到照顾一些的寡妇。
Philip started his ministry to wait on the tables in chapter 6 verse 3.
在第六章第三节的我们看到腓利 的事工的首先的事工呢，就是学习怎样来到侍奉。
And he was one of those seven.
他就是其中一个被七个之中被选出来的执事。
So even when you serve God, no matter how small, even with tables, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
虽然他那时的侍奉好像是很微小，但是我们最重要的一定要受圣灵的充满。
And they chose Philip because he was full of the Spirit.
为什么腓利那时被他们选到呢？就是因为他是被圣灵充满。
Nothing will happen in God's kingdom.
我们在神的国度里面，
And the book of Acts would not be written.
我们体验《使徒行传》里面所讲的一切，
If the disciples were not filled with the Spirit.
若果那时的门徒不是被圣灵充满的话，
This is for out everyone.
如果我们这样的时候，我们就是空虚的。
There's a command in Ephesians 5:18 that we are all to be filled with the Spirit.
在以弗所书第五章第十八节那里，神说我们要被圣灵充满。
Billy Graham said, I don't care how you get it, just get it.
葛培里博士也说，他说你一定要受圣灵充满，你无论怎么样你都要得着这个圣灵。
And I need to be filled with the Spirit every day.
我也需要每一天被圣灵充满。
I was very tired last night.
昨晚我很累。
Driving all the way from Kamloops to here, came home at 11 o'clock.
在甘陆镇揸车下来，揸到回家已经11点钟了。
And I almost forgot. Oh, I have to be at Fraser Lands at 9 o'clock.
差点忘记今早要讲到。
That's I would prefer to sleep in my bed.
我根本咧就其实我就希望能够奋斗奋斗。
The Lord fill me with Your Spirit。
但系神话你嘅圣灵充满。
So I may give You a message。
神啊，你嘅圣灵俾我一个嘅信息。
There was a man called Moody。
嗰时有一个冇
famous evangelist。
嗰时有一个好出名嘅报道家叫做穆迪。
Somebody complained, "Why are you always preaching that we need to be filled all the time?"
佢话穆嗰啲人话，点解穆迪你成日都要我哋叫我哋要圣灵受充圣灵充满我哋咧
？He said, "Because I leak."
佢因为咧，我成日都漏成日都漏咗啲气出嚟。
I leak. I need to be filled every day.
我成日咧都让呢个圣灵咧漏咗出去。
Maybe every hour.
每一个钟头，我都要需要四圣灵嚟充满我。
This is the first essential and requirement for every believer.
所以我哋每一个人喺侍奉之前，一个最紧要嘅就系要受圣灵充满。
Another thing about Philip, he was filled with wisdom. Acts 6 verse 3.
第二个方面就系腓力咧，佢满有呢个智慧。
Do we need wisdom to reach a pagan world?
我哋需唔需要智慧嚟到嚟到传福音咧
？To know how to share this message.
我哋要学习点样嚟到分享呢个嘅信息。
If we ask God, He said He will give us wisdom.
如果我哋叫神话神啊，你俾呢个智慧我。
I work with students.
我同好多嘅学生嚟到做佢嘅工作。
They are very smart. They're much smarter than me with science and computers and engineering.
好多呢啲学生咧，其实咧好高嘅学问，好聪明，好有智慧嘅。
How can I reach them?
但系我点样能够接触到佢
咧 ？Lord, give me wisdom.
我话神啊，你俾智慧我啦。
Philip was also available and adaptable. Third,
腓力第三点就腓力咧，佢愿意被神嚟到使用。
In chapter 6, he was serving tables.
喺第六章嘅时候，腓力其实咧佢好忙喺教会嗰阵时嘅教会好忙。
Some people do this every week in Fraserlands.
佢都忙做好多好多嘅要照顾人嘅事情。
Because I know, because I get coffee and tea and some nice goodies sometimes.
我哋同样，我哋好多弟兄姊妹每个星期嚟咧都好忙碌嘅嚟到服侍弟兄姊妹。
But then two chapters later, Philip is going to Samaria.
但系我哋睇下两章之后咧，腓力咧去到另外一个地方嚟到。
Chapter 8 verse 5.
喺第八章第五节嗰度。
And then a few verses later, he's on a desert road somewhere.
第八章第五节咧，佢就去到唔同嘅地方，跟住迟啲咧，去到呢个旷野嘅地方。
To reach this world for Jesus, we need to be fat, F-A-T.
我哋要侍奉神嘅话，我哋一定要有呢一个英文所讲嘅 F-A-T 呢三个字。
Flexible.
第一要我哋要有弹性。
Adaptable.
我哋要能够真系能够适应到。
And teachable.
同埋受教。
You can be fat for Jesus.
你可以受教，可以嚟到参与，可以俾有弹性。
Wherever I go, I want to be available.
我无论去边度，我都要希望能够让神嚟到使用。
I do some biking.
我好中意踩单车嘅。
On the back of my bike, I have a box with some books and some tapes.
我单车后边咧有一个盒，里边咧有好多嘅传福音嘅单张。
I go to the swimming pool.
我去到游泳池嗰度。
Sit in the hot tub。
我坐喺个游泳池入边。
I even carry my business cards, but not in the hot tub。
佢随身都有佢嘅名片嘅。
But they're in the locker。
咁但系嗰名片喺我个更衣室嗰度。
So I always am available to talk about Jesus。
但系我随时随地，我都希望能够有机会同人哋传。
When I go to the coffee shop。
我去到咖啡室嗰度。
Everywhere I want to talk about Jesus.
去到边度我都愿意同人哋分享神嘅
救恩。I was saying goodbye to a professor from Beijing.
我喺嗰度有同一个北京嘅一个嘅教授倾。
He spent 1 year here.
佢又喺嚟到加拿大用一年嘅时间。
Knew nothing about God.
佢嚟到嘅时候一啲都唔认识神。
His English is very poor.
佢英文系讲得唔好。
But he wanted to learn English.
但佢想学英文。
And he wanted to learn Bible.
佢亦都希望能够学圣经。
And he said, I met him to ask him.How I could help him.
咁我见到佢嘅时候，我话我有咩可以帮到你咧
？And I gave him some books.
咁我俾啲书佢睇啦。
He said I want to go to a church in Beijing.
佢话我而家我会去北京嗰度，我会去参加教会。
I want to continue the Bible study.
我要继续系查经。
And then he saw that I had a Chinese book.
咁佢睇见我有本中文书。
He said my luggage is 6 suitcases. 6 cases.
我有好多行李，有六个嘅皮夹。
But I need this book.
但我一定要呢本书。
It's on marriage and relationships.
系关于呢个婚姻。
It's in Chinese.
系中文讲。
I haven't read it, but I know the title.
我冇睇过，但我知道嗰个嘅书名。
And he said, I need that.
佢话我想要本书。
For my marriage.
因为我嘅婚姻，我希望能够睇呢本书。
This book is on the back table.
呢本书咧喺出边嘅一个台嗰度有嘅。
I want to be available.
我希望能够受神嚟到使用。
Anytime.
无论咩时间，我都要神。
Anywhere.
去到边个地方，我都要神，被神使用。
I was willing to go to India.
我愿意去到印度呢个地方。
I was willing to go to Belgium.
我愿意去到比利时呢个地方。
I was willing to go to China.
我愿意去到中国嗰度。
I went 3 times to China.
我去过中国三次。
I was willing to go to the university.
我去到嗰度，我愿意去到嗰度嘅大学嗰度。
I was willing to. I even went to the prisons.
我甚至去到佢哋嘅监狱嗰度。
Everywhere is the mission field.
无论边一个地方都系我嘅传福音嘅地方。
And the next thing is Philip was obedient.
咁跟住我哋睇咧，就系腓力咧，亦都系顺服。
Acts 8 verse 27.
喺第27节第八章第27节。
He was listening to God.
佢系听神嘅话，圣嘅指示。
First Samaria.
他首先去到撒瑪利亞那裡。
Oh, those are the people that the Jews hate.
那裡那些撒瑪利亞的人是那時猶太人很不喜歡的。
And, but he went there.
但他也去到那裡。
Then he was going to, God says, go to the desert.
跟著神說你要去到曠野的地方。
What's in the desert?
曠野那裡有什麼在那裡呢?
He does not know.
他也不知道。
But he's willing to go.
但他也願意去。
I was in Kamloops for 12 years.
我喺甘六镇嗰度住咗。
Some people say Kamloops is a desert.
有啲话甘六镇其实系好似一个嘅旷野嘅地方。
But there are 600 people from mainland China in Kamloops.
但你知唔知道喺甘六镇有600个嘅中国嘅学生喺嗰度住咧
？And that's what stirred me to join this mission.
所以就呢个就系我要参加呢个喺甘六镇呢个嘅事工嘅原因之一。
Philip did not ask questions; he just obeyed God.
腓力佢冇问好多嘅问题，佢只系跟随神嘅带领。
Philip was also bold and brave.
佢亦都好有胆量。
Oh, look at that! Chapter 8, verse 30.
我哋睇一睇第八章第三十节。
There is a chariot in the desert.
嗰时有一个嘅车马车。
Some rich people from another country.
嗰個馬車上邊咧有一個好有錢嘅人係喺外地人嚟嘅，依個係好有大一個高官。
Oh, I don't speak their language.
啊，咁佢就話：哎呀，我唔識講佢啲話喎。
Maybe they will arrest me.
或者去到依個官咧，可能會捉咗我。
Maybe I might be a prisoner.
或者我會成為佢嘅監
獄。But Philip was not afraid.
但係佢腓力咧嗰日有滿有膽量。
He ran to the chariot.
佢走去依個嘅馬車嗰度。
He must catch that man.
佢一定要追上依一個嘅人。
I have many fears when I first went to the university.
當我去到大學嗰度做事工嘅時候，我有好多嘅恐懼。
I had many fears when I first went to India.
我去到印度嘅時候，我亦都有好多嘅恐懼。
I had many fears when I first went to China.
我去到中國嘅時候，好大嘅恐懼。
I heard Chinese people eat everything.
我知道中國人係乜嘢都食嘅。
And sometimes they did not know how to translate what they were eating.
佢食乜嘢？有時唔話俾我聽食係乜嘢。
Oh, how will I survive?
咁我點可以搞掂啊
？In Bible school, same place where Pastor Paul went.
我去嗰個嘅聖經學院咧，亦都係蔡牧師去嘅聖經學院。
We sang a song, "Where He leads me, I will follow."
我喺度唱一首歌，我話神啊，你去到我哋邊度，我都會跟你去。
And they said the second verse in that song, "Where He feeds me, I will swallow."
佢嗰次第二次咧，佢話：神啊，你俾咩我食咧，我都食啊。
So I said, okay, whatever they give me, I will swallow.
好啦，佢俾咩嘢食，我喺中國度我都食啦。
I'm still alive.
今日我仍然係生存。
71 years old next month.
71歲啦，下個月就。
Philip also was filled with compassion.
腓力亦都好有憐憫人嘅心。
Because he was with Jesus, he saw that Jesus was moved with compassion.
因為佢見過耶穌，耶穌係有憐憫人嘅心。
He could even love the people that the Jews would hate.
佢甚至嗰阵时犹太人所唔中意嘅人咧，佢都能够爱。
He could love this man who came from another country.
佢能够爱依一个喺外地嚟嘅人。
In the secret, they had been these disciples had been with Jesus.
个秘诀喺边度咧？就系因为佢哋依班门徒与耶稣一齐。
Acts 4:13. When the opposition was questioning the disciples, they looked at these people and they said, "These people had been with Jesus."
嗰啲时候，好多人反对呢啲信徒嘅人就睇住呢班人，佢话呢班人系同耶稣喺埋一齐嘅。
Have you been with Jesus this week?
你呢个星期有冇同埋耶稣一齐咧
？Have you been with Jesus this morning?
你今朝有冇同耶稣一齐咧
？Do they see that?
佢哋人外边嘅人睇唔睇到你同耶稣
一齐咧 ？Oh, may they see that in my life?
佢睇唔睇到喺呢个喺我哋嘅身上
？We need more people like Philip.
我哋愿意更多人好似腓力咁样样。
Be moved by this messenger.
让呢个神嘅呢个信息嘅使者嚟到推动我哋。
But we also must be looking at the methods that God has in evangelism.
第二，我哋都睇见呢个效法神嘅方法。
God's strategy has also his methods.
这个神的策略也都是他的方法的计划。
And these are not man's methods.
这些不是我们人的方法。
So what are these methods?
这些什么方法呢?
In God's strategy, there are many methods.
在神的策略里面有很多不同的方法。
We have the latest technology.
我们有很多不同的科技。
We have great tools of communication.
我们有很多方法我们可以来到跟人家沟通。
We have schools, we have books, we have seminars.
我们有学校我们可以去我们有书我们可以看。
We have promotional techniques.
我有很多不同的推销的工具。
But seemingly in North America, the impact of Christianity is going backwards.
似乎我们基督教在北美洲的影响力是倒退了。
But in Asian countries, South America, Africa, China, the gospel is advancing.
但在亚洲、在非洲第三国的国家里面，我们看见神的信息是继续的来到广传。
Maybe we have focused on man's methods.
可能是因为我们在北美洲里面来到太过注重我们人的方法。
Great programs.
很多不同的节目。
Rather than the power and the presence of God.
但我们忘记了神的大能、神的福音。
God can use technology.
神可以用不同的科技。
When I started international student ministry, I could not even turn on the computer. I did not have a cell phone.
当我做学生工作的时候，我都不懂得怎样用电脑，我不懂得怎样用这个手提电话。
But I quickly realized to help students, I needed a cell phone.
但我知道我要学怎样用这些的科技。
Before I had no friends, now I have over 1,000.
以前我是没有朋友的，现在我因为有这个科技的缘故，我有成千个学生。
These are tools we can use for God.
这些是不同的方法，不同的我们可以用的。
But the three most important methods God used.There is no substitute for these methods.
但是神最重要的有三个的方法我们不可以代替的。
Number one is preparation by God.
第一就是神预备我们。
This is a principle God used throughout the Bible.
这个神 在整个圣经里面所用的原则。
God preparing Moses, God prepares Joshua, God prepared David, God prepared his disciples, God prepared Philip.
神预备人，神预备摩西，神预备约书亚，神亦都预备腓力。
He is even preparing the Ethiopian eunuch.
佢甚至预备呢一个喺埃比亚伯尼嘅呢个大官。
By sending him from Ethiopia to Jerusalem to discover more about God.
佢就系让呢一个嘅大官去到耶路撒冷嗰度嚟到听呢个信息。
Where he picked up a copy of the Bible.
佢喺耶路撒冷度攞咗一本圣经。
God prepared me to do the work of international students by sending me to India many years ago.
好多年前神预备我做佢工作就系差遣我去到印度呢个地方。
God prepared students to come here from all over the world.
神亦都为我哋预备有好多唔同嘅海外嘅学生嚟到加拿大温哥华呢个地方。
Two of them arrived from Korea a couple of months ago.
两个月前有两个喺韩国嗰度嚟。
They came to the community day here.
佢嚟到我哋呢个同乐日。
They even won a prize here.
佢呢度咧抽奖中咗奖添。
We're going to go for dinner on that prize this week.
今晚我哋中咗奖嗰个奖券咧，我哋今晚一齐出去食饭。
But the greatest thing is that one of them has found God.
就系个奇妙嘅就系佢其中之一个咧，你就寻找到神
啦。She came to Canada to find God.
佢嚟到加拿大度系要寻找神。
We welcome these two Korean students this morning.
我哋多谢欢迎我哋两个嘅喺韩国嚟嘅学生。
Now they can go back to Korea and share what God is doing.
佢哋可以翻去韩国嗰个地方，同佢哋嘅人嚟到传福音。
I don't speak Chinese. I don't speak Korean.
我唔讲中文，我亦都唔识讲韩国话。
But she got her first Korean Bible this morning.
但系今朝咧，我俾咗一本韩国语嘅圣经俾佢。
And she is growing in God.
佢哋喺神里边继续嘅追求。
She will share this afternoon at the training program we have to train you to work with international students.
今日下昼佢会喺我哋中间分享我哋点样喺呢个海外学生嘅工作嚟到传福音。
We will have this training at 2:00.
我哋今日下昼两点钟喺呢个教会举行。
Right here in this church.
我哋喺呢个教会嗰度有呢个嘅训练。
Anyone can come.
每个人都可以参加。
You can help.
你可以帮手。
You can pray.
你可以祷告。
You can cook food.
你可以煮嘢。
Some students come to our program. They said we came here because we knew there was free food.
有好多学生嚟到我哋嘅节目嗰度，因为佢哋知道我哋有免费嘅食物。
And then from food, they went to friends.
咁有除咗食物之后咧，佢认识到有朋友啦。
And then they went to faith.
跟住喺朋友当中，佢认识到我哋嘅神。
But they heard there was free food.
但最緊要頭頭佢係知道啊有免費
嘅食物。So many churches are helping to provide food for our students.
就好多教會都為咗依個食物咧，為我哋預備一啲免費嘅食物。
You can help by inviting them to your home.
你可以嚟到幫我哋就係邀請佢去你哋屋企嗰度。
Last week we had these Korean students at my house for dinner.
上個禮拜依兩個嘅學生咧喺我屋企度食飯。
Every week my wife is cooking dinner for different students.
每個星期我太太都為唔同嘅學生嚟到煮嘢。
I pray that I will have my wife for many years.
Because
she's an international cook.
我繼續希望神俾我更多時間，好多年同我一齊。
She was cooking Indian food here at Community Day.
因為佢好中意煮嘢，好多時咧都為我預備好多嘅食物。
So you can help.
你可以幫手嘅。
You can reach these students.
你可以嚟到接觸到呢啲學生。
You don't have to speak Chinese.
你唔可以淨係唔係就係識一講廣東話，嗱唔識講廣韓國話都一樣得。
But you can help.
但你可以幫手。
Everyone can help.
每一個人都可以幫手。
We want to help. We also in next month we will have a speaker telling us how we can be involved with the Billy Graham Crusade.
下個月我哋會有一個嘅講員嚟到講我哋點樣幫呢個嚟緊呢一年我哋呢個葛培理呢個嘅佈道會。
We need God to ask God to prepare the hearts of people.
我哋要叫神預備人嘅心。
Our friends, our neighbors.
我哋嘅朋友，我哋嘅鄰居。
So that they would be open to Christ.
叫佢哋心預備好嘅時候，能夠接受神。
They need to see something in our lives.
佢哋要喺佢哋嘅生命裏面睇到我哋嘅生命。
God uses many circumstances, many situations to prepare people to see God.
神用唔同嘅方法、唔同嘅環境嘅遭遇，叫預備人嘅心。
Maybe it's a tragedy.
可能係一啲好艱難嘅事。
Maybe it's a losing their job.
或者可能佢哋失業。
Maybe it's God bringing so many of the nations to Vancouver.
或者神帶唔同國籍嘅人嚟到加拿大呢度。
So that we can show God's love to them.
讓我哋能夠向佢哋傳揚神嘅愛。
It is no accident that so many people are from many nations are in this city.
咁多唔同國籍嘅人嚟到加拿大温哥華呢個地方，唔係一個意外。
Yes, I say to the international student, you thought your parents sent you here.
我同啲海外嘅學生講，我話你以為係你爸爸媽媽。叫你過嚟。
But God sent you here.
其實係神預備你要嚟到呢個地方。
So you can meet God's people.
所以你能夠接觸到屬神嘅人。
So you can see God's love.
能夠睇到、接觸到、感受到神嘅愛。
That's my prayer for these international immigrants and students.
呢個就係我對呢一班海外學生嘅禱告。
So then we find that there's a second method. God's purpose and plan is being followed.
咁你又睇見有第二個神嘅第二個嘅方法。
It started in Jerusalem.
喺耶路撒冷嗰度開始
，right at home，
喺自己嘅屋企嗰度。
Then I went to Judea，
跟住去到猶太全地
，then Samaria，
跟住去到撒瑪利亞。
And here we see it's going to Ethiopia。
嗱，依度咧，我哋睇到咧，去到依個埃提亞伯依個地方。
That's part of God's strategy。
依個神嘅計劃。
And even in this chapter, we see there was persecution。
我哋喺依一章嗰度，我睇見嗰陣時有好多嘅逼迫。
That's part of God's strategy.
呢度亦都係神嘅計劃。
Because the Christians like to be together.
因為覺得好多信徒好中意喺埋一齊。
Oh, we like to be together at Fraserlands.
所以我哋喺呢度 Fraserland 呢度成日我哋都好喺埋聚埋一齊。
We have great fellowship.
我哋成日都有好好嘅團契。
But that will not reach the world.
但係咁樣，我哋唔能夠接觸到世界。
We must go to our neighbors.
我哋一定要去到我哋嘅鄰居嗰度。
We must go to the universities.
我哋要去到出邊嘅大學。
To the coffee shops.
我哋去到個咖啡室。
For 10 years, I even went to the prisons.
十年，我亦都曾經去過監獄嗰度傳福音。
Yes, every week I went to prison, and every week I came out.
我每個星期我都喺監獄嗰度出嚟。
They asked, "Where did you come from?"
佢話：你喺邊度嚟㗎
？I said, "I just got out of prison."
我啱喺監獄嗰度出嚟㗎。
I went to there even to share God's love.
我去嗰度同嗰啲監犯嚟到傳福音。
God's plan must be followed.
神嘅計劃，我哋一定要遵循。
To reach all nations，
讓到全世界嘅各國能夠認識神。
And even with persecution， that was God's plan to separate the Christians from Jerusalem， so they would go to other places to share God's word。
甚至嗰陣時嘅逼班亦都係神嘅計劃，因為咁嘅緣故，先至叫信徒能夠分開去到唔同嘅地方。
And then， if you read this chapter carefully， you'll see that there is also God's strategy of seeing the power of God。
跟住喺依一章嗰度，我哋都睇到神嘅大能彰顯。
God, the people were being healed.
嗰時好多人因為神嘅緣故得著醫治。
Miracles were taking place.
有好多嘅神蹟。
People in the world are attracted to the whole gospel, not just preaching.
神人嚟到听福音，唔系净系听福音，佢系受到其他嘅影响。
We live in a broken world.
我哋喺一个破碎嘅世界嗰度嚟到生活。
There's so much sadness in this world.
喺呢个世界入边有好多唔如意嘅事情。
Through our message, we can bring people together.
藉住我哋嘅福音，我哋能够让人都听得到。
We can see the relationship restored.
我哋睇见我哋同神嘅关系点样嘅到。
These people experience the power of God.
嗰阵时嘅人能够真系体验到神嘅大能。
And Tozer, I think, Tozer said that the church began in power, moved in power.
嗰阵时有一个传道人。
Just as long as she had power.
佢话最紧要嘅时候就系教会有呢个神嘅大能，神嘅大能嘅彰显。
The last part of this message is being moved by the message itself.
第三点，呢个今日嘅信息就系我哋要受呢个信息嘅推动。
Philip says it is the good news about Jesus, verse 35.
腓利喺第三十五节佢话呢个系神，系神。
We live in a world that's full. We live in a world full of bad news.
我哋喺呢个世界上面好多时都听到唔好嘅消息。
This is the good news.
但我哋所传讲嘅系一个好嘅信息。
And so this is what this world needs.
其实呢个世界最需要嘅就系我哋嘅福音。
So what is happening with this man?
咁呢个大官嘅时候有咩影响到佢咧？
What does God's message mean to him?
咁当佢听咗神嘅福音嘅时候，佢有乜嘢反应咧？
He's reading about Jesus.
他在这里读关于耶稣的故事。
He is convicted. He's convicted about his own sins and his own needs.
他在看这个圣经的时候，他就受到神这个影响。
He was separated from God.
他是与神分离。
And Philip brings him and God together.
腓利就带到他去到神的面前。
And then there's conversion. He's being transformed by the Spirit of God.
不但只他有了信念，他跟着是有转变。
And then he says, "I want to get baptized."
跟住佢话我要受洗啦。
And so he now is becoming a new creature in Christ, and he's telling everyone that he belongs to Jesus.
因为佢信耶稣嘅缘故，佢成为一个新造嘅人。
When I got baptized, I had to turn away from my old life, my old friends.
当我信咗耶稣之后，我知道要我自己要有转变。
I knew now that I belong to God and to His kingdom.
因为我知道我系属于神，系属于神嘅国度。
I even thought I would break the relationship with my parents.
我知道有时我可能要同我爸爸妈妈嘅关系有啲嘅分离。
They did not understand what was going on in my life.
因为佢好多时佢唔明白到我信耶稣嘅道理。
But later on, my parents got baptized too.
但系跟住迟啲，我爸爸妈妈都信咗耶稣。
My mother even came to India where we got married. Just And she got to attend the marriage, but she also got baptized that week.
我妈妈亦都去到印度嗰度参加我嘅婚礼，亦都系喺印度嗰度受洗信耶稣。
These are stubborn Dutch people that said they would never change.
我爸妈妈系一个系呢个比利时嘅人，系好固执嘅。
They're stubborn, like the Chinese.
中国人都几固执嘅。
But God changed them.
但系神可以改变佢哋。
And my parents became my best supporters.
咁我嘅爸爸妈妈就成为我嘅支持者。
And this man from Ethiopia, he went back to Ethiopia, and the history says he started the church in Ethiopia, one of the oldest churches in the world.
咁呢个埃提阿伯呢个嘅大官喺圣经嗰度讲到咧，佢跟住信咗耶稣之后，翻到去自己本土嗰啲国家嗰度，亦都开始嗰度嘅教会。
This message is the most important message in the world.
呢个系全世界最紧要嘅一个嘅信息。
People were cheering.In Brazil, when the Canadians got gold,
好多喺我哋睇奥运嘅时候，好多人咧喺巴西嗰度咧嚟到欢呼。
Everybody was happy.
当人哋赢咗嘅时候咧，好多人都好开心。
But that's nothing compared to the good news of Jesus Christ.
但系如果比起上嚟呢个神嘅福音咧，神嘅福音系更加值得我哋欢喜嘅。
According to the Bible, it's a message of life or death.
根据圣经来讲，这个信息是一个生死的关键。
It's a matter of eternal joy or eternal sorrow.
是一个永远喜乐和永远忧伤的关键。
So what I give up now is nothing compared to spreading the good news of Jesus.
我现在所要舍弃的，远不及这个传福音的重要。
And so that's why on that literature table, I always carry around stuff that is in different languages so that I can share the good news.
所以喺张台度，你睇见有好多个单张，我成日都喺我身边嗰度有嘅。
And even people that I can't speak English, Chinese to, they can read this little booklet in English and Chinese about how to find God.
不同的言语的单章我都有，中文的，其他言语的我都有。
And this movie is in many languages, and I can say, oh, I don't speak Vietnamese or I don't speak Arabic, but I got something for you.
这些福音的电影，我也可以给不同的言语的人来看。
The greatest message in the world.
最大的信息。
The story of Jesus.
关于耶稣的生命。
I carry these everywhere.
我成日都带住呢啲嘅单张。
I want to be available for God to use.
因为我每个时候我都让神嚟到用我。
It's the greatest, important, most important thing we can do.
呢个系我哋人生之中最紧要要做嘅嘢。
God is moving in Vancouver.
神喺我哋温哥华呢个地方嚟到工作。
Today at 2:00, we'll see how God is moving among international students.
今日下昼两点钟，我会分享到神嘅工作喺唔同嘅海外学生嗰度嚟到做。
For these girls, it was so important for them to meet people like us.
好似呢啲喺韩国嚟嘅两个学生，其实好希望、好需要嚟到接触更多嘅人。
So that they can find God.
可以能够因为咁嘅缘故，能够寻找到神。
What will it take?
有乜嘢可以令到我哋？
It will take sacrifice.
要令到我哋嚟做咧，就系第一，我哋要牺牲。
The good news is free.
呢个福音系免费嘅。
But to make sure that everyone can hear it, we must do something.
但系让神听，让更多人听到呢个福音嘅时候，我哋一定要做
一啲嘢。We must give our time.
我哋一定要俾我哋嘅时间。
Our prayer.
我哋嘅祷告。
Our energy to get reaching people who do not know Jesus.
我哋嘅力量，我哋嘅生命一定要摆上。
I want to close with this story.
最后我想来讲一个故事。
It touches me every time I think of it.
每一次我听这个讲这个故事的时候，
It's a true story.
是一个真正真真正正的故事。
In the years of the gold rush,
在很多年前我在这里寻金那一个段的时候，
There was a ship on one of the great lakes, Lake Erie, that ship caught fire.
那有一只船在这个在大湖那里来到突然间火烛。
And everyone was trying to jump off the ship and get to land.
咁喺个船上嘅人咧，每个人都想逃走，跳落海嗰度嚟到个湖嗰度嚟到去。
In the midst of this confusion, there was a California gold miner.
咁喺呢个船上边有一个喺美国加州嚟嘅一个寻金嘅人。
He fastened his gold securely around him, and he was preparing to swim to the shore.
佢就谂住咧跳落去湖嗰度嚟到逃啦，但系咧佢咧就全身咧就绑住好多载咗好多金。
Just then, a little girl in the crowd, she touched him and she looked into his face with great longing and said, won't you please save me? I have no papa to save me. Won't you please?
但在那个时候，有一个好的小女呢，来到他的面前，她说，你可不可以救我啊？
Wow, what could he do? What would he do?
咁嗰依个人，寻金人，佢点样嚟到做决定呢？
This belt of gold was his life struggle.
他说我已经带了全个都是有好带了很多金。
All his savings.
他所有的想有的东西。
But this little girl's soft touch, her voice, her eyes strangely affected him.
但是这个小女孩就感动了他的心了。
He could not save both.
他知道他不可以又接住他的金又能够照顾这个小孩。
What decision would he make?
那他做什么决定呢？
All kinds of thoughts raced through his mind.
那他想了很多的东西。
Then he dropped his gold.
咁最后佢将佢嘅金摆落嚟。
He took the child.
佢就抱起呢个小孩子。
And he made the plunge into the water.
咁抱住呢个小孩子，佢跳落个湖度。
He reached the shore.
咁佢游水游到去岸嗰度，佢已经好攰啦。
He opened his eyes.
咁佢开佢眼睛。
There was a little girl standing over him with tears of gratitude flooding her eyes.
睇见呢个小女孩喺面前喊，因为佢好感动，佢救咗佢。
And a human life never seems so precious.
人嘅生命系最宝贵嘅。
He lost his gold.
佢冇咗佢啲金啦。
His years of toil.
他每一次他做了很多的赚回来的金他都没有了。
But he saved a life.
但是他能够拯救到这个小女孩。
And in saving it, he found a new life springing within him.
因为这样的缘故，他看见他有更多更新的生命。
As we close today,
当我们今天
there are many voices calling.
有很多的声音在我们来到向我们说话。很多声音就说你可不可以帮我呢？
I have no one to help me.
那些人说我需要人帮，但是没有人帮到我。
I want, I need what you have.
他说我需要你们有的。
I have never heard this message before.
我没听过这个福音。
The greatest message in the world.
这个最大的福音。
What will you sacrifice to give out this message?
如果你要犧牲嘅话，你会犧牲乜嘢咧？
To one soul this week.
你要犧牲乜嘢系为咗救一个嘅灵魂咧？
One person.
一个人。
It will make the difference between life and death.
呢个系一个生死嘅关键。
This is God's strategy.
呢个就系神嘅策略啦。
Through His messenger.
就系用佢嘅使者。
You His messengers.
用你成为佢嘅使者。
Through His methods.
用佢嘅方法。
And through the greatest message in the world.
而用呢个信息嚟到推动我哋。
Let us pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
God, use these words this morning to touch our hearts.
神啊，求你用你今日所听嘅话语嚟到感动我哋嘅心。
To see with the eyes of Jesus.
叫我能够睇见你自己嘅心。
To feel with the hands of Jesus.
叫能够感觉到主你自己嘅手。
To think with the thoughts of Jesus.
能够真系明白到你自己嘅思想。
And to do what Jesus wants us to do.
然后做你要我哋做嘅嘢。
In Jesus' name.
我哋奉耶稣嘅名。
Amen.
阿门。